You're listening to KNBR, your exclusive home for 49ers play-by-play with Ted Robinson. Now back to Mr. T.
Ray Woods and Tom Tolbert with you. We're at the Public House getting ready for the Giants and the Braves. But we switch gears just a little bit here. Time to talk a little football. And Steve Johnson, Stevie Johnson, coming back home. Now a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Stevie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And does it feel good to be back home?
Yeah, definitely feel good. Thanks for having me on, though.
I really appreciate it. And he joins us courtesy of the Ring Central guest line. So take me to the phone call, because I got to assume that when you get traded, it's like, you don't want me here anymore. And then when they tell you it's the 49ers, what were your thoughts going through the process when they told you, or did maybe you see that coming at all with the trade for Watkins, that your time in Buffalo may be short?
Yeah, no, it was it's pretty much what you just said. You know, honestly, I thought I had at least one more season with the Buffalo Bills. I flew in to visit my family, and, I was just laying down on my wife's lap and, ended up getting a call from, Doug Whaley. And he was saying how, they traded me to the 49ers. And, initially I was a little hot, because I had, some goals to accomplish there. Yeah. And, then it was like, that's all I knew was Buffalo, but then in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, but it's the 49ers, it's the home team. So, how could you be disappointed in that, coming to a franchise like this?
I should mention that Stevie went to high school in Fairfield, Angelo Rodriguez High School, and also went to Chabot Junior College here in the Bay Area before moving on to the University of Kentucky and then on to Buffalo. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of players that have said when you get traded, you feel like, did I do something wrong? It's like, I'd love to stay here because that's what I've known. Those are my teammates. But then depending on who you get traded to, it could be a situation like maybe you just experienced where not only do you get to go back home, you get to play for a team that's going to be competing for a Super Bowl next year.
Right, definitely. And, as a professional athlete, though, it really wouldn't matter, where you're traded. I think this is just a bonus, being back home. But, I think as a competitive athlete, if you go to the worst team in the league, you're still going to feel like, that squad, are you going to bring something to that squad to get them, to the playoffs or to win a championship? And, I guess it's kind of like jackpot because, this organization has been there for the past 3 years. It's been so close. And, me being on the team, I'm hoping that I can be the difference or make a difference, to help out the squad.
Stevie, Ray Woodson here. You don't hear of a lot of trades in the NFL to begin with. So did it kind of take you by surprise, or did you hear rumblings that something might be happening?
No, I honestly didn't think I was going to get traded. There's always talk and speculation, but, I honestly, like I said, I thought I at least had one more season with the Bills. See how things go and then go from there. But, it happened and, can't really do much about it. Just happy to be here in San Francisco.
When you talk to or if you talk to Coach Jim Harbaugh and the general manager Trent Baalke, did they give you any inclination of how they might be using you next year, Stevie?
No, sir. No, they haven't. I've spoken with them, but they haven't given me my role yet. I'm just trying to get my feet under me. Get all the plays in and be able to run my routes and catch the ball without thinking at all. Right now it's just work time. I think we'll get to all the roles a little bit later down the road and then we'll just go from there.
49ers haven't used a whole lot of three receiver sets up to now, but maybe it's because of the personnel. So do you see yourself fitting in that way or maybe in some other way?
Who knows right now? Who knows? We got a bunch of good guys in the room. Obviously, you guys know that. Whatever way I can help out is what I'm ready for. I'm ready to put in work and help these guys out. At the end of the day, we all got that one goal. That's everybody around the league, and that's to win a championship. And you hope to be a part of it.
Have you had time to kind of think about it at all, Stevie? I mean, you're talking full circle here from a high school program that didn't have football until you were a junior to going to Chabot Junior College, then finding your way to Kentucky from a junior college in Northern California, seventh round draft pick. You go to Buffalo. You had a huge impact there. And a number of years later, here you are, back home playing for the 49ers. Is it kind of hit you that, wow, I've made the full circle now?
Yeah, I mean, well, not until you just said that. it's been a roller coaster the past couple of days, you know. But yeah, I mean, I guess until you just said that, now I'm thinking about it. It's all coming full circle, you know. Hopefully, I can end my career here. You know, nothing against anybody or the organization in Buffalo. You know, that's where I made my name. But you know, coming back home playing for this team, you know, I'm hoping to end my career here with the 49ers, as a 49er.
Hey, was it tough playing, and we're talking to Stevie Johnson, nice enough to join us, newest member of the San Francisco 49ers. Was it tough playing in that environment that halfway through the year, and you did have some decent years there as a team where you guys were, you know, mathematically eligible for the playoffs later on in the season, but was it tough at all knowing that you're going up against the Patriots every single year and trying to get to the playoffs was going to be tough, or was that a motivating factor each and every year you come to camp?
It was always motivation, you know. I didn't came from the bottom anyway, so
yeah.
I think everybody in every team in this league is a challenge. You know, you can't look past any of these teams, and you know, just being in that division against the Patriots, who's taking that division year in year out, it was always motivation to try to beat them, to beat the top dog. And now, you know, I'm here in San Francisco, and you know, the top dog is the Seattle Seahawks. So, and, you know, the journey doesn't get easier. You know, it's just more work that you got to put in, and you know, try to get on top.
Stevie, I know last year I had some difficulties for you with injuries and so forth, and things going on off the field. You suffered a loss in your family, but you know, have you been able to sort of emotionally and physically get past that and prepare for this year?
Yeah, it's a process. You know, it's tough, you know, losing a mother. You know, you only really get one of those, so
yeah.
That was tough for me. It was hard, I can't lie, but you know, it continues, though. The grind continues. You know, we got to continue to hustle, and I know that, you know, she'd be so excited right now, but you know, I just got to do my thing, do my part, and you know, leave the off the field situations off the field, and when I get on the field and in between those lines, you know, just handle business.
Was Mom a 49er fan?
Was she? One of the biggest. You know, everybody say that they're the biggest 49er fan, and she could go ahead and throw her name in there too. You know,
all right. That's awesome. Hey, when you watch the games, and I'm not—I guess I'm being presumptuous and thinking that you did watch the games, but when you see the 49ers and Seattle get after it, and I think that may be the best rivalry in football now. Two of the best teams, two of the most physical teams, and get a chance to play each other at least two times a year. Last year, it was three. As a player who knows a little bit about physical football, what'd you think when you saw those two teams lock horns?
It's a battle. You know, it's a battle. I always watch the 49er games and always went for the home team. You know, seeing the Seahawks beat us was like, oh man, I can't believe, like, the Seahawks must really be real like that, you know, because, you know, I put the 49ers above all teams, really, you know. But you know, they got a good squad up there in Seattle, and you know, we hope to give them a run for their money this season, and take what they have, you know. So it's gonna be work, you know. They're not gonna give it to us, and not any of these teams that we play against is gonna give it to us. You know, we got to put in that work, and that's what it's about.
Hey, while you were in Buffalo, Stevie, how much did you get a chance to know former owner Ralph Wilson, who passed away earlier this year?
Ralph, he always made it up to the camps. He made it to, you know, when the season started, he was always around. You know, he was a real good guy. You know, he knew his players. It may have seemed like he didn't know what was going on, but he was on top of everything. He was always joking around. You know, he was a good guy. He gave me my shot. You know, and you know, I appreciate him for that. I'll forever appreciate him for what he's done for me and my family, you know, when I was a Buffalo Bill.
Well, I think the 49er fans are going to appreciate having you here wearing the 49er colors. It's cool that you get to come back home and play for a team that's going to be competing for a championship that your mom loved, and I can't wait to catch up with you throughout the course of the season. So congrats on everything, Stephen. We look forward to seeing you here in a couple months.
Thank you. Hopefully we can get this thing going, you know, going right.
Sounds good, Steve. Appreciate it, man.